on a flimsy Friday, we throw things to him.
Thank you. Would it be cool if I told you guys some flimsy exposition here?
I don't care.
Make it as flimsy as possible.
So, I happen to be a friend of Randy Newman, the man who did the Toy Story song and whatnot. He also did the song we just played coming back called Short People, in which in the song he talks about how short people don't deserve to live because they're too little and whatnot. A lot of his songs are done in satire.
Don't know if that was the point of the song, but okay.
I think that's what it is.
You gotta read between the lines.
Yeah, it's a different level of thinking satire is. And a couple of years ago, I was told that he's a big listener at the station. He sent me some songs. One of them was a song about Monty.
This is flimsy.
This is from a couple years back. He felt bad because... Well, just play the song.
It's a little pick-me-up song for Monty.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a good spot here. Let's hear it.
Just a Monty Mayor.
That's me.
He only has one leg.
Oh.
Falls asleep sometimes on the air. Screaming through the halls in his big-ass wheelchair. Plays MLB The Show.
Now
what's changed?
And other video games.
Filler.
Plays billiards, knows bowlers by their names. Overexposed. Life is totally lame. He's got lots of minions. All over the internet. Did I forget he only has one leg?
No, you mentioned that.
Hey, cancer, finish the job.
So like I said, his songs are done in satire. But I heard...
Hold on, so the timeline of that...
Uh-huh.
This was like 4 years ago.
It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2023 probably.
You had already beaten cancer one time, and since that song where Randy Newman
commanded him get cancer again,
ordering cancer to finish the job in your words, Sam.
And luckily God served me on a platter, a nice little stage four to deal with, so thank you, Randy.
But he felt bad.
Okay.
So bad that he decided to send me another batch of songs.
Alright.
Including this new song about Monty.
Didn't change the music composition,
did not change
apparently.
Any of the music.
The funniest man alive. I'm talking about Monto. No punchline that he wouldn't let go. Every comedy genius lives in his shadow. Sorry about things, pal. I gave you cancer again. Sorry that the girls don't like diseased veterans. Just wheel yourself back to your sad tug den. This time he had it on his ass. And had it melon bald. Went through chemo again and didn't turn bald. But his giant ass looks like it had been mauled. Now dreams of getting pegged with released Yolanda using his severed leg. But in reality, she'll just renege. Monto, I wouldn't have sex with you either.
So yeah, just a fun song full of satire.
So according to Randy Newman, Selena's killer is gonna peg me with my severed leg?
Yeah, it's satire, man.
He's really plugged in on whip, you know, little minutia stuff.
Funny you mentioned that, DJ.
Sign me up, by the way. Good.
Cause he also has another song from Whip. This one's about DJ.
Oh.
You'll feel great after, trust
Probably,
me.
Probably, yeah. Same tune and everything.
Yeah. A lot of thought went into the piano part.
Feel like a China doll. I'm talking about DJ. Outproduced by Phil and EA. Gets pounded like a dog that's been a gay stray.
What?
He's not a real Mexican. said Tequila, that's a cardinal sin. Has a dainty voice, very feminine. DNA confirms he's pure estrogen. He's always on vacation. The weakest host at the station.
No
His dad
there.
In jail. Joined the Aryan Nation. He's got a feeling of beep a beep a beep.
Give up.
Can't keep his shows on time. Doppelganger 2, Mina Kine. The saddest thing about him is that he's in his prime. Hey, DJ, shut up about your f***ing golf cart.
All right. Wow.
Well,
I love
done.
The vibrato he leans into. Everything's like the yes.
I can't do it, but
well,
yeah.
Well, that's how you know it's actually Randy Newman.
Yeah.
No one could impersonate that.
Well, I hate that he only attacked me and you. I don't know why Ham couldn't get one.
As you mentioned that, though, he also sent a couple non-work-in-progress ones. I'd like to say, though, all these are done in satire. He doesn't mean anything from
them.
Here
comes a force field. Here he comes.
So here's Deddy producing us this week, doing a great job.
Great job. Boy.
Randy Newman wrote a song about him.
Get my bingo card out here.
His name is Deadamore. He is the nicest guy.
Uh-oh. Good start.
You'll be shocked to learn that he's totally white. Brother Colt switches with such delight. Homie likes to talk. No conversation that he wouldn't balk. Not a girl alive that he wouldn't stalk. Chasing them around with his daddy. That last word was sock.
Okay, good.
A bleep I used for the shock. You might think that the rhyme was dumb until you learn that sock was filled with his.
Oh my god.
He's got a really loud laugh that you can hear all the way from Flagstaff. This next thing I say on everyone's behalf. Hey, Daddy, please stop using the N-word.
Whoa, wow. God.
A nice little song about satire.
It song's about satire?
It's about Daddy.
All I know is if I ever see Randy Newman, it's on site.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the only one. We have one more for you.
All right, brother.
Also satirical. Our friend on the weekends, EA, Randy Newman thinks he's a rising star. He wrote a song about him.
Assalamu alaikum. That means hello, EA. It's Ramadan, but he's gaining weight. Searching high and low for an Afghan mate. EA's afflicted with gout.
Afflicted.
And he speaks with his snout. Will his ankle suffer from a blowout? If you watch him walk, it is never in doubt. He also hosts a podcast. Calls Creighton a giant ass. Like, always has something to gripe. Read any of his texts, he can't clearly type.
True.
He's always upbeat. Breathes like a bear in heat. Has Tahitian treats after pounding his meat.
God.
Hey, FBI, don't let him get a pilot license.
What?
God.
The word.
So there you have it, Randy Newman with some fun songs. Nothing meant behind any of them.
You stupid takes.
Full of satire.
What just happened at the end? And still not a Ham one. Ham?
I don't think he likes me.
I don't think he liked anybody he just sang about.
It's all focusing on the negatives in our lives.
Well, on that bright note, let's mix with the invasion next.